Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, baby, it is 11-11. This is episode 1552 of the 40 Yards Rush Podcast. And with me on every single Tuesday, for as long as I can remember, the man, Wayne Breezy. How are we doing today, Wayne?
Check. Can you guys hear us clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm doing good. You know, I think I've gotten all I needed to get out of my system. And I'm ready to move on to Arizona.
Ooh. It's funny because the wins linger, right? You want to stay in that moment, and then you want to talk playoffs and all that stuff. The losses, and this loss was a little bit weird because it really felt like the 49ers lost twice.
Yeah.
Lost in the first quarter, game was over 21-0. You fight back, you get a little bit of hope, right? Like you see Red and Shawshank. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane, only to get blown out again in the fourth quarter. And so it was just like, like we were there, and then we weren't there. And then, so it really felt like two losses, but the Niners are now 6-4. Mm-hmm. Not where you want to be, but not in a bad place at the same time, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're 6-4, and then you pretty much have a favorable schedule until you get to that little chunk after the bye, right? Like, you know, so the Niners, I mean, they just got to take care of business, right? They literally control their own destiny. So if they can fix up some of the things they need to fix up, they'll be all right.
Yeah, I like that. And I did not forget, but happy Veterans Day to all who served.
Happy Veterans Day, guys.
Sacrificed by anybody is just the best. Shout out to the chat. NY Niners, a heartfelt thank you to all who do and who have served. I grew up, you know, I had a couple stepdads, but they all served. And so, I've seen from a child what that could do to a family and all those things. And so just want to say thank you to all those who served. You guys are the best of the best. Love it. So back to the Niners. And you talked about this schedule because you still haven't had your bye week. You've got four favorable games. Then you have three difficult games. So you've got Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. 49ers will be favored in every single one of those games, regardless of who the quarterback is, regardless of how bad the injuries. Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. You're favored every single game, correct? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Cardinals, favored.
Panthers, at home.
Favored. That Browns game on the road is tricky to me, man.
We always struggle there. We'll be there. I'm flying out there for that one. It's going to be interesting. It's one of the few stadiums I haven't been to. So I this year, got to go.
It's going to be cold, and we got to play against Myles Garrett. It's just a weird vibe, right? Like, it's just weird. It's not a trap game. The Niners can lose that game. They can still lose these AFC games. I'm okay if the Niners lose to the Browns and the Colts. They got to win every other game.
So what's your magic number? And so, like, you have those four winnable games. Then you have at Colts, Monday Night Football will be there.
Like, yeah.
Bears, Seahawks.
Like I said, the Niners can lose two more games and make the playoffs.
Oh, so you think they need five wins? You think they got to get to 11 wins?
Yeah. I think they got to get to 10 wins, but I think there's only two games I'm okay with them losing. If that makes sense.
Do you have those two singled out or?
Yeah, it's just the Browns and the Colts.
You want to lose those?
Feel like it's just going to be, it would just make sense if we just keep that trajectory going. We just lose to AFC teams, right? Until the Super Bowl and then we win. I think that would be like, that'd be really cool.
Why don't they just do this every time? Just lose to the AFC team.
Yeah. Make them
get to the Super Bowl. And then just win it.
Yeah. That's the only one that matters, right? Like, it's the only one that's going to really matter anyway, at the end of the day, like, you know, but no, you, here's the thing. The Niners are currently the eighth seed, right? So they're out of the playoffs right now.
Half the game out.
It doesn't matter. They out. Out is out. No matter if you pinch out or pinch in, you're out. So the Niners right now, Is it them and the Panthers are right behind them, if I'm not mistaken, or is the Panthers right ahead of?
No,
right.
So the Green Bay Packers are the seventh seed.
There you
They're
go.
They're 5-3-1.
Because that stupid tie.
Yep. The 49ers are 6-4 at the eighth seed. And
there
then
you
the
go. Now the Panthers.
5-5.
So you're now you see why that Monday night game is super important against the Panthers, right? Jeez. But it starts this week by dismantling the Arizona Cardinals. And so once you do that, then they got to figure out how to get back into the string of winning, winning games in a row, right? Like, they got to get back to that, like how we started the season 3-0. We got to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just a little different, you know, because I believe the majority of this episode we're going to be talking about the defense, and it's a bit concerning. The good news is we don't have to face a high powered trickery type of offense. No. But we do have to play two more divisional games. So we do know that those games, and we're hoping, if things work in our favor, and I could be jumping ahead of myself, John, but we're hoping, you know, if things stay the way they are, Seattle stays red hot, let's say Seattle beats the Rams, blah, 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 all that good stuff. When we play Seattle, it'll be more of a winnable game because they'll probably be resting their starters in that final week, whereas all of our starters are young guys, so they got to play regardless. Like, you know what I mean? We don't got guys we could rest, so we win that game as well. So, look, the Niners still, they just control their destiny. I just want to leave it at that.
Oh, so much. Because, like, they still have the most wins in conference. Them
still,
and the Eagles are tied with
six wins.
Nobody has five. Like, you are, and you're not going to be in a tie with the Eagles for, so, like, the conference tiebreakers, you own those. So if it's a tie record, you're in. It's just, man, who are you going to have a tie record with? The Bears, whoever's runner-up in the NFC West, whether that's us, the Packers, probably not because of the tie. The Carolina Panthers, Vikings, Cowboys, no, they're not going to be there. They got a tie too. So I think 10 wins gets you in, 1,100%. Like, you get 11 wins, you're in. Maybe win the division. Probably not win the division.
I don't know about winning the division, but, like, I mean, we can, right? We beat Arizona. We'll only have one loss in the division. We only have one loss in the division right now, right? So, like, we still need to beat the division. That's still, like, task number one. But it's just funny when you look at it overall. Like, you're just like, dang, the Niners. I feel like we look defeated because our defense depleted. Just really looked defeated, like. They were lost. They were dazed. They were confused. They were, and yeah, they're young.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, they were young, John, but I didn't see the young defense play this bad yet. And Sean McVay took advantage of it, full advantage of it, which, in my opinion, no one wants to talk about Robert Saleh, but I thought it was the worst damn defensive game plan he's ever called. He made zero adjustments, and I don't care if he didn't have bodies. Put players out there that know how to play. Put them, the ones that just want to play football. Like, at that point, just give me guys that want to tackle. Give me guys that want to play fundamental football. I'll be cool with that. I'll be cool with getting my ass dragged up and down the field with a guy, with a young man that just wants to tackle.
I don't like soft. It's a problem. It's like,
shouldn't be a problem. This is football. It's zero softness. Don't change the sport now. They already got 850 billion rules on how to make football more safe. Fine, cool. I can live with that. But don't make the game soft. We got too much softness on this defense, and I think it's really pissing me off. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. And I don't care if these players are young or whatever. Shit. There's young kids that want to play football that'll play harder than this. I watch other teams play harder than this. That doesn't make sense to not want to tackle. That's bothering me, bro.
Yeah, it's bad. Shout out to A. Kimbrough for the super chat. Happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans. Thank you, Kimbrough, for your service, man.
Thank you, Kimbrough. Be safe
and go Niners. That is awesome. But yeah, Moon Man right here. Chapman, Breezy, Mustafa, and Brown are horrible in coverage and tackling, bouncing off players. Come on. But see, I don't put Mustafa and Brown. Missed tackle is a missed tackle. But one of them's trying. One of them is at least hitting. Like, yes, Mustafa's missed tackles are an issue. Jair Brown ain't even touching dudes. Like, he is literally shirking back at contact.
I'm confused.
Consistently.
Bro, the dude.
He is terrified.
The holidays are upon us. And who in your family is the hardest to shop for during the holidays? Is it kids, partners, parents, in-laws? Well, Cozy Earth is a gift that they'll truly appreciate. We started with their sheets, and let me just tell you, I'm a super hot sleeper. The wife is exact opposite. Multiple blankets, dog curled up at her feet, whatever else. We went with Cozy Earth sheets. Both of us slept wonderful. It is absolutely off the charts. And here's what's crazy. They're promoting a 100-night refund, meaning you get the sheets, you can wash them, use them, wash them again, whatever else. 100 nights. If you don't like them, then you can return them. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to return them because they're just such high quality. And they stand behind their products. 10-year warranty. So once you feel the level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And if something goes wrong, they'll take care of you. So Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code, 49ersRush, no spaces, 49ERS, RUSH, on top of the site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com, code 49ersRush, for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last long, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the 49ers Rush podcast. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. The weather might be changing, but the feeling of being right never gets old. So keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how quick and easy it is. You pick two stats, more or less. If they hit, you get paid. George Kittle, more or less than 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey, more or less than 65.5 rush yards. It's that simple. Plus, you play Prize Picks to get action on football in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The dude, the kid, the motherfucker threw an arm at a body. Bro.
Want to see a dead body?
Want to see a dead... Yo, we got movie references for days. Yo, he threw an arm at a moving object, thinking that the arm, like not noticing he could have got his arm literally taken off. And I just don't understand from a guy that comes from a hitting school. We're talking Penn State. We talking their safety. The one thing their safeties know how to do is hit, is rap, is tackle. That's Penn State University's model. You look at Jaquan Brisker. You look at him. You look at these guys that come out. They're not necessarily going to be the great guys in coverage or have the crazy athleticism that we need. But one thing they're going to do is lay the boom. And I think what we were looking for from Ajaire Brown was somewhat of what we got from Jaquiski Tartt. And it ain't there. At least Jaquiski Tartt would pop a motherfucker and knock your behind out. Now, he couldn't catch. And he wasn't terrible in coverage neither. But he would rock your socks. And I tell you what, man, as bad as Talanoa Hufanga was in coverage, he's an A-plus in coverage compared to these safeties we got right now.
Yeah, and Hufanga had misses, and he would take bad angles at times, but he always had positive plays.
Right.
We're not getting positive plays. We talked about it on your show on Friday. We need the safeties to contribute in a positive way at some point. You didn't get that. Didn't get that at all.
John, I don't know what to do, man. Other than the fact that they get their stuff together. That's the only thing we can ask them to do.
So here's my question. Like, the title of the show is the state of the 49ers, and I want to kind of dive into each kind of section of the team. Right, so let's start with the defense. Mark asked this: how do we fix the defense? So first question is this, Wayne. We're former teachers, so let's do this. At the current state of the 49ers defense, what grade do you give the 49ers defense with where we are right now in this season?
Overall?
Yeah, defense alone. Just defense.
Okay. It's for me, it's at a C because I've seen a lot of positivity, but against great scheme, they suck. So looking at the teams playing four, overall, I feel like they're average, right? They've gotten better in stopping the run, even though they couldn't stop a nosebleed last week. And they've struggled in the secondary. Go figure, when you're missing that midsection, that mid-tier command, you know, your Cobra Commander is gone. I'm sorry. And we don't even have a Destro right now to help out on the defensive side. Oh my God. So that's how I look at Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, my G.I. Joe references for those that get it. But my point is, they're gone. We know that. We've known that for several weeks, and we've had players be able to step up depending on the matchups. So overall, it's like a C minus. It's in the C range. Not a high C, but it's mid C to C minus. And some people might have it at D plus. I get it, but that last performance was zero effort, 8 missed tackles, 1 sack. You pressured 16 times, but you had to blitz 55% of the time in the game to get those pressures.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me we blitz and couldn't get home? That's how bad we are. That's a problem, man. That's a problem.
I think you have to commit to just 4. And every now and then bring in 5. But, like, you cannot do those double outside delayed blitz. Like, you can't do that. You saw.
No! You talking about the stupid Ajaire Brown blitzes?
Oh, my God, dude.
The dumb safety blitzes?
You might as well play with 10 people.
John, I was okay with the first. I wasn't even okay with the first one. Let me stop lying to you. But then they did it back to back. If he didn't get home on the first try, Robert Saleh, what the hell of the heavens did you make you think he was going to get home on the second try?
Dude just literally ran into the running back and played patty cake and stopped his feet immediately, both times in a row. Cinderella dressed in
Miss Mary Mac. That's what they were playing.
Mary Mac.
All dressed in whack. That defense was terrible. And for those that are going to, like, look, I'm critiquing, and this is what I do. I give all the credit to where credit is due, and I'm not asking for anybody to lose a job as far as coaching, but Saleh has to know what he's working with. And maybe his guys just totally underperform. A lot of it was execution, too, but I thought schematically you couldn't adjust the 13 personnel, and that's a scheme thing, and that's a coaching thing. I'm sorry.
And then even when you try to adjust to it and you try to go dime, D Winters refuses to leave the
field. Leave the field. And
twice.
then what do we get? What do we get, John? We get a blow the whistle. We get a whistle.
I didn't know if we were going to too short there or what.
Yeah, that was definitely the too short whistle, bro.
Blow the whistle. And, oh, man. Like, it's just there's miscommunication across the thing. There's a misalignment. And shout out to Strawberry. Like she says, we literally lost four of our best run defenders, three for the season, Warner, Bosa, Mikhail, and then you lost Collins, which that was missed as well.
That's
my issue isn't so much that you gave up rushing attempts and their average. That's not my issue. The issue is you were never prepared for the situation.
That's
put your players in bad positions.
That's a coaching thing.
If we're going to give solid props, which we should for a lot of these games, correct, you also have to be able to go the opposite side and say, look, man, both in.
Maybe the way it comes out of my mouth isn't as colloquial, like the way you just said it, but that's exactly what I've been saying. Like, dude, I've put this dude on the pedestal every single week. I mean, there's times he's made this defense work, like we weren't missing a Fred Warner, like we weren't missing those guys. But it was because of the matchups. I just don't think he watched the film and realized that Sean McVay would come out in 13 personnel and abuse the hell out of 49ers. They have four tight ends. Two of them had touchdowns, yo. And four of them had over 30, 40 yards apiece. Like, that just made zero sense that their tight ends were used as checkdowns, were used as guys to move the chains. They were just utilized. And when they put that formation on the football field, Salah just didn't have an answer. And yeah, we know he doesn't have the bodies, right, John? I mean, we know who we're missing, but we're week 10, motherfucker. Like this ain't week 4. It's not week 5. It's like we're going into week 11. So at some point, you got to be like, all right, man, you ain't it. I gotta roll a different way. Put a spark out there, man. You know, people trash me for talking about bringing out Nick Martin, John, and I can't figure out why. Oh, he's not a Sam linebacker. I don't give a fuck what he is. You know what he is? He's a linebacker. You know what he does? He's athletic as hell. And if he makes a mistake, I can live with that, bro. He a rookie. I ain't paying him no money.
Part of the future.
I'm okay with his mistakes. I'm okay with Marquise Siegel's mistakes.
I was about to say the same damn thing. I was about to say this.
Go ahead, say it, bro. Yes. Tag team. You win.
But, like, it's okay if you're having these mistakes with guys that are part of your future. Jair Brown ain't part of the future.
You can tell. He's not even a solid pick. He's not a solid guy. They're just trying to see what they could get out of him. His ass is good as gone. And I'm surprised they didn't trade him being overloaded in the safety room. At this point, you got a rookie. And people complain he gave up yards. Yeah, he gave up catches. Yeah, he gave up touchdowns, for sure. Guess what he is? He's a rookie. What were you expecting? He was and six-round pick, right? I'd be having my picks wrong. But at the end of the day, six-round pick. Not first-round pick, not second-round pick, not third-round pick. Not a top 100 guy. But we got a top 100 guy that can't even get on the football field because he sucks on special teams.
He's really bad. He run himself out of the way.
Care less. Get that motherfucker on the football field. You know what I think he could do? I bet you he can cover. I bet you he's quick enough and witty enough to cover and tackle.
Is D Winners. So let's see it.
He can replace the weak side. Maybe D's supposed to be a strong side guy. His body is a little bit bigger.
Come on, man. Look at this. Shout out to Kimbro. Super chat.
Kimbro!
Or Breezy saying my name on Veterans Day. That is what's up, man. Dude, you are the best of us, Kimbro.
Happy Veterans Day, boy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, we got a question that I want to get to because people are throwing shade at Shanahan now. So I want to dive in. Why call out the defense and not the offense, which we haven't got to that portion of practice yet. We're going through each individual one, defense, offense, special teams, and coaching. We'll get there right after this. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now, and it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it, they got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else. Well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right, Observe is really angry. We got the all caps out. He says, Kyle Shanahan-led offense couldn't score till the end of the second quarter, putting the defense on the field too long, and then we all know what comes after fatigue. Oh. Not like it's blame as well. I will say this. Kyle Shanahan had nothing to do with why the 49ers didn't score early. Juwan Jennings ruined the first two drives by himself, mm-hmm. and then Luke Farrell ruined the third drive by himself. Execution was the issue, not play call. You had almost, you had 400 total yards offense. You went four or five in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Offense was humming. Juwan Jennings ruined the first two drives. Luke Farrell the third. Am I crazy on that? Like, the offense ain't the issue.
Juwan Jennings ruined the second drive. He didn't ruin that first. He didn't. First of all, that wasn't a drop.
It hit him with the hands,
bro. He was in. First of all, he was interfered with. He was interfered with. The dude wrapped his arms around the waist.
That was later.
No, that was the first. That was the first drive.
That's soft. I'm a defensive coach.
No, I'm telling you, bro. If you go back and watch it, you will see that the dude had his arms all around Juwan Jennings as he was going to make the attempt to the catch. Guess what? Let me ask you this. You could call it soft. That's fine. What did PFF say? Because you're a PFF guy. Yes, you do. Don't tell me you don't give a fuck. We talk about PFF all the time. So now all of a sudden, because you said it was a drop and PFF said it wasn't a drop,
they never give credit drops.
Yes, they do. They do.
No, they're like the low. If you look at like PFF,
they credit drops, bro.
Ones or next gen,
bro. They credit drops, bro. Because because when Deebo Samuel was dropping, the Bills was clear drops. My point was, it wasn't a clear drop. I thought it was a well-defended play. He could have caught the pass, but it was defended well, and he was interfered with. I'm not going to blame
Kittle
that first one on
those. George Kittle had four of those in this game.
Okay, so he's a better catching traffic guy. Okay. Anyway, second drive, he definitely messed that. Like, there's no excuse for that, right? Like, you got once you become the ball carrier, you gotta protect the ball. Period. End of discussion. Now, I will say Landman made a hell of a play, but when you become a ball carrier,
carry that ball like this, it coming out. What
did we call that back in our day? Loaf of bread? Yeah. You can't carry that ball like a loaf of bread, right? Because that ball's coming out. They're going in the punch. It's a technique. It's a thing that's being taught throughout the league, and you're seeing a bunch of guys do it, not just Fred Warner. We've created a bunch of Frankensteins in the league. And then after that, it got better. I didn't have issues with the offense. I think that they made some mistakes, and they botched a couple of opportunities. I'm not saying we would have scored on those drives, but we were able to move the ball on this top-tier defense, pass-rushing defense. We were able to move the ball pretty much at will unless we shot ourselves in the foot. And that, to me, is where the Niners kind of stalled offensively. But don't miss me with that defense being on the field. The defense gave up first touchdown like it was – running water, bro.
Three straight games.
On the first drive? Yeah. How many of us want Kyle Shanahan to take the ball first now? Nah. Like, no. I mean, I understand why Kyle doesn't do that if they win the toss and they defer it, because you want that next possession coming out of the half to potentially put up more points. But I just thought the offense started slow due to mistakes, and the defense got ran on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bad. NY Niners, JJ had a drop, a fumble, and a penalty. Yeah, that it also
no, the penalty drive. Too. Yeah, that was the penalty. Yeah,
and that false start, right? Throw a huge fit and complain about the refs after his drops or his fumble or his false start. Like, dude, I don't care. Whatever, you put the target on your back and you hold out and you do what you do, even though
still wasn't a drop. Y'all could call it a drop. That wasn't a drop. I don't know what the hell.
Chest.
Like, are we talking about the fling? Hold on, like, I gotta pull up that. I gotta pull it up.
Boom! Boom! Yeah, like, you got to catch that, man. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's contested. Is it easy? No. George Kittle making circus catches, contested catches, pass interference.
They're not the we've seen, but, and Juwan Jennings did that too. He just, that wasn't a drop. It was an interference pass that they didn't call, which.
Yeah, zero penalties.
Seven penalties to zero? Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm trying to see if the chat, if people are, I think they're just enjoying us laughing so much.
No, I mean, I'm going to break it down. I mean, I'm sure you broke it down in your Patreon, but I saw interference. And I'm not talking about the other one down the football field. This
was interference. Huh?
That was 100%
Still should have been caught. Still should have been caught.
Could have caught it. Could have, you know, whatever. We never, you know. I mean, even when the Niners did get a penalty in their favor, they ended up causing a penalty, so it got negated. Oh, no. JJ has had drops before. Oh, absolutely. He's had drops before this game. He's had tip passes before this game that turned into interceptions. That play right there just wasn't a drop in my eyes.
I love it. Dude, disagreeing with Wayne is awesome. Because silence. You're going to figure out what you believe because Wayne ain't going to concede.
I'm not budging.
And I love it, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's what
they
love
hate
is,
me for that.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, love is love.
You're the best, man. You're always the best. Silent, appreciate the super chat. He says, let's not play rookies, play mid vets instead. WTF. Did the same thing with Devondre Campbell last year. You go back to number 27 last time Sala was here. It's a continuous pattern of strange whatever. I'm with you. And right here, Dale, appreciate you. The team is flat at the start of every game. Didn't used to be that way.
It didn't used to be. Oh, my gosh, John. I just talked about this yesterday on the Wayne Breezy show. I was like, yo, remember when we used to have like these 10 to 12 scripted plays and we just used to execute? Part of it's execution. That's why I don't think Kyle Shanahan deserves the bad stuff, because it's really the players just not executing, right? John talked about a drop pass. I said it was interfered with, but we didn't get the call. Either way, we ended up botching it. Then we go for it on 4th-and-1, and we run an outside zone play, and unfortunately, you know, Farrell missed the block. It's got to be the worst block in tight end. We wasted money. We spent money. Hold on. There's two positions we spent free agent money on. Wasn't much. It was enough. It was the tight end and the linebacker, and they both are trash.
Yeah.
And they both names are Luke. Right. I get it. At this point, I wish we would have brought George Odom back. He probably would have been a better safety. Yep, I know.
It's gross.
That's bad.
Look at Dale. Hey, look at this. He's got another one. One complaint I got is, where is the urgency in the 2-minute drill?
Okay.
That's that Shanahan double up. He never wants to give the ball back to the opposing team.
Ever.
He sees it. There's two ways to win. Okay. So, like, if they don't get the ball back, that's a win. Or if you get points and they don't get the ball back, that's like two wins. That's his whole entire goal. So, his entire, and you saw D'Amico do this against us, the same thing. Like, don't give them the ball back. Go into the lead, you know, go into the half with the way things are with momentum. You get the ball back. It's that Shanahan double dip, all that stuff. But I'm with you.
I'm not going to lie. I'm with you. It's weird. At times it's weird. You know what? I think a lot of it has to do with the trust. It's just trust. It's just some of that still trust. It's what Mac. Because my only issue with Mac Jones, who had a hell of a game. I mean, 85% completion percentage, 85. God dang. And dropping back 39 times, you get 85. That's ridiculous, bro. He's 33 for 39, 317 yards, bro. 3 touchdowns, an interception. Rating over 115, I think. Golly. Dude was
He was the better quarterback. He played better than Stafford.
He played better.
He didn't have Puka. He didn't have Devontae Adams.
Exactly. But here's my thing, right? I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, my only gripe with Mac is, and it's not a gripe, it's just not who he is his ability to, now he's getting better at it. Because if you talk about that Luke Farrell touchdown, that was all Mac Jones.
All Mac Jones.
Because the pressure was about to burst pipes, bro. Like, he was about to be rocked, right? But he extended the play. It's the off-scheduleness of football. Hey, football, we want it to be Kyle Shanahan's offense. It's timing. I think what makes Brock special, what makes any quarterback special in a rhythm-based offense, is their ability to play off-schedule. And, yeah, Mac's been running his offense really good. as long as things stay on schedule. But then the moment things slightly go off schedule, that's when we get a little flustered. We make mistakes. We throw interceptions, blah, 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 blah. We fumble the ball, not paying attention, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. So that's my only concern with him. Other than that, I think he's playing damn really good football. If I had a great Mac, damn, he's great. He gets an A. He's playing great football, right? But Kyle Shanahan, I still think, limits him. Now, I don't know if it's him, but it could be the offense. I mean, you don't have Ricky Pearsall. I mean, let me just tell you what Ricky Pearsall will do if he returns. And he's not probably going to play this week, but returning to practice is a great thing, right? Once he returns, we get the Big Mac back, or the Big Brock, whatever you want to call it. I'm talking about the deep shots. Yeah,
we ain't got one.
Yeah, but he's inconsistent. He's only going to get a few snaps, and if he misses that first one, he's not getting another rep. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Sky, I'd rather see Sky play the trickery plays, right? The jet versus the jet sweeps and those things. Let him make a man miss. I mean, that's his gift, making people miss. And looks like he's going to return something soon, hopefully. But I just feel like if Kyle can just. We're not seeing the offense in its entirety because we're missing that last component, the last element, and that's the deep ball. And so, like, now you got that. So if we want to know why these defenses are playing us a certain way, it's because of that. And if you want to know why, you probably see Christian on the field a lot more than what we need, is because he helps negate some of that, right? Not saying Brian Robinson is not a great target out of the backfield. Not saying Brian Robinson is not great as a run blocking and pass protect. I'm not saying any of that. Like, I'm just saying it's hard to remove Christian when you need him as a viable option because you're missing that deep threat. Now, you get Ricky Pearsall back, this helps the run game a little bit, too.
That changes everything. Yeah. It changes a lot because, one, he's a better blocker than Kendrick Bourne. Two,
He
stretches the defense in a way that Kendrick Bourne didn't. And, I mean, Kendrick Bourne had one target this game. Like, I thought that was...
It was a great target, though. It was a great target, man. A 19-yard target, man, I'll take it. This was a George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. It's usually a three-tier game. Who's going to be the big three? It was Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is always in the equation. So which other two pass catchers?
I want Jordan Watkins taking snaps from JJ. Like, JJ is still going to be the starter, but I want more Jordan Watkins because that 40% catch rate that Juwan Jennings has on the season is just that's killer to me.
It is. It's declined. It's declined a lot, but I'm not taking Juwan Jennings off the football field. So if there's snaps that you don't need DeMarcus Robinson, you don't need Sky Moore, you don't need those reps. Those are the reps Jordan Watkins should be taking. Why is he not getting
them? Playing those spots, though? He's not playing the Z or the slot. He's only playing X.
That's true. Well, we'll see what happens.
I really want more Jordan Watkins. And I wasn't even a Jordan Watkins guy.
We know that Jordan is the future, right? So and to be fair, Juwan Jennings isn't the X either. I mean,
he's playing above his pay grade.
He's playing way above his pay grade.
Not what he wants to be paid, though. He's playing to where he does want to be paid, and he can't do it.
But we don't know what he wants to be paid. That's number one. Number two, like,
paid more than he is now, which is crazy.
Of course, that you could be right, John. Listen, bro.
You don't hold out if you don't want more money.
Yeah, but then he decided to play. They gave him whatever, a little bonus, and he was happy, I guess. I don't know. Like, my point is, I know he knows what he's not and what he can do and what he's capable of doing. And I just wish, just because I'm paying you, they're not paying him to be an ex. $10 million?
No.
Okay, so this is what we're getting. These are the results. Now, if you were paying him to be an X and he was underperforming, we have every right to fucking crap all over this guy. This dude should be lined up in the slot, and when he's lined up in the slot, he's the mismatch from heaven.
He ain't getting paid like a slot either.
How much do slot guys get paid?
Some of them do get paid a lot.
Yeah, but he would take so much more advantage in the slot, bro. Like, he's bigger. He's just quicker. He's more up to the game.
I don't know, man. You go to that like 2-point conversion at the end of the game. He runs a whip route and gets blanketed and pushed out of the way by a safety. By a safety from the slot. He was in the slot on that play. And that dude ran a whip route, which is like against man coverage.
Yeah, but last week he ran the whip route and got the touchdown. Like, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. This
he
not
loses a lot.
He's been losing a lot this season. So let's just keep that a buck. Let's just keep it 100. You were not shitting on Juwan Jennings last year. Neither was you.
I was the one that said, "Hey, Juwan," and said, "IU." Like, I wanted to keep him long term in his role, but not this Juwan.
He's declined. Whatever. He changed, declined. He's different. I agree with that 100%.
We need more episodes like this where Wayne.
I think this is how our episodes just need to be. Like, F everything else, and let's just give it. You know what? You just said that we were two former teachers. I feel like we need to take that theme and run with it.
Everybody listening right now is like, no, we don't like the teacher.
No, because that's the whole point. Like, never mind. We'll figure something out. Somebody will create something for us.
All right, now I want to talk IU because I got a really good question this week, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. Yeah, let's just keep this going. Why not? Right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, we are going to be in Arizona this week, man. Fly out Friday. Ooh. So excited. Salt Tacos and Tequila in the Westgate District. If you haven't been there, it is incredible. You know, this is my jam right here, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so come out, party 2 to 6 on Saturday, and then we'll be in the same spot watching the early games. We have all catered completely. Like, it's an indoor tailgate where we can watch the early slate of games. Comfortable. It's an absolute blast, and we walk to the stadium together. Go get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Now, Wayne.
Yo.
Is Brandon Ayuk playing this year?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, my thing is, yeah, until he not. Right? Like, look, they're not opening up his practice window, which we felt it would probably be next week, if anything, it'd be for a home game, right? It's a later game. So next week sounds right. Not saying he would play, but you open it up for the following week. And then you go, John. Man, I feel like we've had this conversation. So, yeah, he going to play until they say he not. Because I don't know. Do I want him to play? Absolutely. If he's healthy and he can cut. And he can run. The only route I need him to run is the whip route. Like, if he can run the whip route, he can run every other route. That's super plant. Yeah, super plant, turn, whip. Yeah. That. So, I don't know. And God, Lord knows the Niners could use him. But I feel like if the Niners continue to strive and make strides offensively and do what they're doing, then you can kind of wait on them. And then get him back during the time where you need him the most to make that push. It just feels like it's gonna be a great year for the Niners to be a wild card Super Bowl team, yo. And that Super Bowl will win feel so much greater, yo. Think about the Giants. Just think about how they sucked that season. They got into the playoffs and then they beat the undefeated team. Right, the juggernauts. And that Super Bowl probably meant a lot more than a lot of the other Super Bowls just because of the way they did it. Now, I know our defense isn't built like that. And if Robert Saleh could get these young players on one accord, that is the issue. If he can get them on one accord, because I know somebody in the chat said, you know, our safeties wouldn't be so bad if we had better pass rush. I feel like that helps the corners more. You know what my issue is with the safeties, though? They just miscommunicate. They're not lined up right. So that right there, like, they're arguing on the football field. They're yelling at each other. D. Winters is whatever. They're just weird. It's just a weird vibe. Salah's got to fix that. I don't think there's a leader on the defense right now. And It's not Demo.
It's not him.
I wasn't going to say that.
Why? Like, it should be Malik Mustafa. Should be Demo. Should be Jordan Elliott. Jordan Elliott just jumping off sides on fourth and freaking whatever. Like,
yo, Demo gave up. Demo gave up two touchdowns. Three touchdowns in the past two games. And I just don't get the leader vibes from him. I get great player. Maybe he's a lead by example guy. I don't know. I just don't get that the type of leader that the Niners need defensively. And that right there is probably a big thing. I mean, Robert Saleh, you know, it's tough for him. Robert Saleh's missing the leader. And you're trying to make a leader. You can't make a leader. You're either born a leader or you're not a leader. It's one of the two. So does Brandon Ayuk play? Yeah. Sure does. Answer your question.
So here, I got this question from Dexter on Twitter. And
Sexy Dex.
Yeah, he's the best, man. He says, how can the team get out of Brandon Ayuk's contract and move on from him? Now, let me just say this. I did a deep dive into the numbers. I will say this. I hated the extending Ayuk. I was so against that. Should have traded him. Got what you could. Move on. The contract, I would argue, I said this when the contract was signed, it's the worst non-quarterback contract in the NFL, and it's even worse now with the injury, right? You signed him, he was healthy. If you cut him before June next year, you lose an additional $55.4 million against the cap, an additional what he already cost. If you cut him afterwards, you can divide that post-June 1, divide that over 2 years. You ain't cutting him next year no matter what. You can't trade this contract. It's dog trash.
So when you say you lose, that means you lose his contract plus that amount?
$55 million. He would cost over $70 million against the cap.
Oh, he's
$200 million.
So he's not going nowhere, is what you're saying?
Not next year. Guaranteed 100%. He'll be with the Niners. Now there is a potential out after next year. So that he's got a year to prove, hey, dude, because you're talking $44 million back-to-back cap hits after the fact, 2027, 2028. Like $44 million cap hits.
We got a lot of big cap hits, man.
If I had to bet right now, which I am a betting man, he plays one more season, gets cut. You have insane dead money, but it's at least manageable and he move on. You cannot pay. Now, if he comes back and is an all pro, sure. But $44 million, like that cap hit, those are insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the way we do business, dog.
Yeah. That Debo and Ayuk contract just.
So basically, don't pay wide receivers here.
No, not in this market. No. Yeah. Unless you have like JJ, not RJJ, but Justin Jefferson, or you got like.
You talk about the guy that be quitting on the plays now? I mean, like.
I'll take him over.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He was the best. Not the best now.
Did you watch the game, man?
Dude, I did.
JJ was trying to get him killed. JJ McCarthy was trying to get Justin Jefferson.
Hey, man, it's part of the game, dog. Quarterbacks, you get paid to wide receive, and how the ball comes is you're supposed to catch it. We want our guys to catch every pay. Never mind. Yep. You're right.
Such a big difference, man.
You're right. I mean, you're talking about a kid that ain't played a lick of football in the NFL due to injury. Now he's coming in here. Nobody was complaining about him when he was throwing the touchdown passes to Justin Jefferson. But now he's trying to get him killed. Listen, Justin Jefferson, you can pay a lot of motherfucking money to get killed out there.
1,000% agree.
I didn't hear George Kittle complain about getting killed. We complain about him getting killed from hospital balls, but not George. Speaking of George, I wish we had every guy with that same type of mindset. Defensively and offensively, would be a lot better.
I love it.
We can stop paying wide receivers. I think that's why we draft so many, right? Like, that's why you keep drafting so that you don't end up in it, because you have to. You pay those wide receivers. People were like, why do we pay them? Because a window was open and you weren't tied up in the quarterback contract yet. And so you still had a shot of actually winning that Super Bowl. Now, these could be terrible contracts, for sure. But there's ways out. And the team always finds ways out. John just gave you ways out. Now, you drafted Jordan Watkins. You drafted maybe Jacob Collins is being stashed for a whole nother season due to these hamstring injuries. Who knows? Guess what they're going to do in the next draft? They're going to draft a wide receiver. Maybe even two.
The 49ers have spent the most draft capital on wide receiver and running back in the NFL since Shanahan showed up.
Those are the guys that get injured the most. Go figure.
No offensive linemen.
Look, it got to change this year, right? Like, this has got to be the year.
How many times we do the draft thing? Oh, let's mock draft.
Yeah, we're going to get this offensive lineman. And then next thing you know, we take a kicker, right? So, Hey, man, it's tough. It's tough. But who knows, man? We drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round. He can't stay healthy. It's just a weird. It's so weird. So when you had
right
a guy,
here, I want to talk about this because I'm a little behind on the.
Oh snap, Dale, what's up, bro? Like I'm not paying attention to the chat. I'm just really talking out my behind. But yeah, like
right here. So Dale says this. Thanks for the super chat. Last one. Why we believe Pearsall isn't Mr. Glass? 51 straight games without missing a game in college.
I mean, he has some stuff happen to him, and then. I mean, college and NFL, two different regiments. So I'm lenient in the first couple of seasons. I'm lenient. So next year, I will be hard on him. Pause. I'm lenient the first couple of seasons, especially the first year for rookies. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, the process that they go through. I mean, they go from, you know, the full collegiate season to bowl games. Then they go to the All-Star game. And then they go from the All-Star game to the NFL Combine. And they go from the Combine to rookie minicamp. I mean, the draft. And then from the draft to rookie minicamp. And from rookie minicamp to OTAs. It's like not a break. Like them cats, their bodies aren't equipped. And then they play the NFL season, right? Right? Like just boom, right in there. And then the NFL season is long. Not saying that that's an excuse. It's just a toll on their bodies.
Get used to it.
Yeah, it's almost like me going out to the West Coast and get used to the time track, like the time change. Like it's gonna hit me at some point. I might be up and going first couple of days, and day three I'll be like, "Damn, I'm tired. What happened? I'm behind a little bit. You know, I'm in the Back to the Future or whatever it's called." Yeah. But seriously, like, I'm not saying he's Mr. Glass. But he hasn't done anything to prove that he can stay healthy.
Four hamstring issues, three shoulder
Four?
Issues, knee issues. Yeah.
Are you serious?
He had two hamstring injuries last training camp. Now, didn't miss game time because of those, but missed all of
training camp.
Three times last year in training camp. 3 days. That was
it. It's tough, man. It's tough. So it's tough to compare the non-injuries to college, and then they get into the NFL, and their bodies just aren't. Yeah, I think this is a big reason why we don't see Nick Martin. I mean, like, but my issue for Nick Martin is then why did you draft an undersized linebacker?
Because they wanted to play that wheel spot, and they wanted to do the Jamie and Sherwood role.
So Dee Winters is not there. It's not Salah's guy.
Not his guy.
Say left. So Dee Winters and Jair Brown are gone.
And it was always a project play because he didn't play at all last year.
Correct.
It was going to be time to develop it. Everybody kept saying, oh, he's going to start. I'm like, dude, I don't think he's going
to
start.
No,
like,
he's not good enough to start. But at this point, I mean,
it's an upside swing in the third round, which I'm totally cool with. Like, I'm cool with that. Everybody, like, I don't mind that in the third round. I do mind that in the second round. I do mind that in the first round.
I mind it in the third round when you could have got a sure top 100 player that can be contributing right now. Fourth round, I swing. Fifth round, I swing. That third round pick was a top 100 pick. I don't know if I would have swung on that. Now, like you said, the ceiling is there. If he can develop, cool beans. But, bro, at this point, the issue is he's not good on special teams. I get it. John said it. I get it.
That's there. That's why I'm with you, Atomic. And like, to Observe, who I think rage quit, I think he left earlier, but that's okay. We love you, Observe. My biggest critique of Shanahan is exactly this. Like Atomic says, after two horribly injured plague seizures, they really need to take a top-down revamping the strength condition. The same guy's been there.
100%.
Same guy's been there. for the entire time. He's been with the Niners for, I think, 8 straight seasons.
Well, it's time to, well, I think they need to you want to start here. I think there needs to be tons of revamping.
Change
I think
it all.
this is definitely should be rule number 1. I mean, you know, tackle this number 1, but I think it's time to get a new offensive line coach. I think it's time to get a new running backs coach. I just think these guys are past their time. And it's okay.
It ain't gonna happen.
I know. I know. I just think it's okay to bring in the young blood. Like, you know, guys that aren't using just analytics and they get back to whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing, man. If I was the offensive line coach, guess what we'd be drafting? I don't give a fuck if you the head coach.
We're drafting the center.
God dang right. Hey, Kyle, the last time your offense worked really good is when you had this type of a guy. I got that guy. I think my scouts are on it. And I bet you I get my pick. Kyle Shanahan would be missing some something if I didn't get my pick. I'm going to get my pick. Feel like Chris Forrester ain't saying nothing. Like, and I'm not saying that.
I love Chris Forrester, and I love Bobby T, but I'm with you. I
just think it's time. Their time has passed.
You fired John Embree. Who is like royalty. You can move on from Forrester and them as well. And I like both those guys, but I do believe in shaking it up a little bit. We got to move on because we got to get out of here soon. Supers. Silent. He says, Pittsburgh offers a first-round pick next year for Mac Jones. You biding value up or down? What would you do?
Trade him. The fuck? I mean, sorry. Yeah. It's easy. I was hoping you almost spit that out.
Yeah. I was taking a drink.
That's easy.
I'll take him to the airport.
I'll fly him. Shoot, I'll get an airplane. I'll purchase a plane myself for that first round pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you got to trade him. I mean, former first round pick, you get a new first round pick for a guy that you just fully developed, and you hope after he's gone, you care less what he does. But best wishes. That's what I would do. You know what I mean? Best wishes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen.
I got to explain it. This wasn't Bobby Turner hate. This was more just like moving on from the older generation of coaching. I mean, don't y'all want to see more Brian Robinson Jr.? There's a reason why. Don't y'all want to see the second running back? That's Bobby. People blaming Kyle. Bobby is, you my guy. You going to be the guy.
Shanahan doesn't come up with a rotation. Now, he can interject and say, hey, let's do this. But Shanahan doesn't do that against his position.
Damn, y'all. Throw me a bone here. I love Bobby Turner, but you know what I'm saying? Let me just ask you this, right? When Bobby Turner was with Denver with Mike, right? Who – and I know we know who it is, but who was that second running back? Because I know it was Terrell Davis. I can't even say the second guy's name. I can't remember when he came in. That's my point.
It was the OSU guy. It
don't matter. The point is he didn't come off the football field. Terrell Davis with migraines and all was out there, period.
340-plus touches. Back-to-back.
I'm just saying that's a coaching, that's a mentality. And they got a guy like Christian McCaffrey that has that same type of mentality. Like, yo, I want to be on the football field every single time. We're seeing a little bit of it. You know, we're seeing a little breather here or there, you know. But nothing wrong with Bobby Turner. I just remember he took a time off a little bit. He had to take a break. We had Anthony Lynn. That's Jordan Mason's guy.
Yeah. Dale, last one.
Sorry, Dale.
I'm with you. I do not disagree with you, man. I love Bobby T. I love Chris Forster. If I could listen to anybody talk football, Chris Forster's number one. I want a fireside chat, sit down with a popcorn. I don't even like popcorn. I just want to like absorb. Now, Dale, super chat. He says, okay, real last one. What was the last elite wide receiver we have had since Terrell Owens? No more money today, John. Appreciate all the super chats and support from everybody. The last real elite wide receiver.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while. Brandon Lloyd had 1 year. You had Pierre Thon had 1 year, but like, no.
Would you say Crabtree?
No, I'm not. I'm an anti-Crabtree.
No, I mean, just toward the end of his season, of his career here, it just seemed like he was kind of elite.
Michael Crabtree?
Let's see. He, yeah.
What did he ever? He had an 1,100 yard season in 2012 with 9 touchdowns. I don't. That's pretty good.
But yeah, I mean Brent. I mean Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk was the best season.
The best season. Yeah. Oh, Bolden. Okay. Well, Bolden was during the.
Anquan was awesome. What was his best?
Yeah, he just wasn't. He wasn't our homegrown guy. My bad.
So Anquan Bolden had 1,179.7 touchdowns, 1,062.5 touchdowns. Dante Pettis.
I still had to laugh. I saw that one.
Debo.
Oh, Debo. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was different.
It was definitely not what we were used to seeing, but you know what? Because we were moving the ball, we were getting first downs, we were getting touchdowns. Debo, in his prime in here, that cat was snatching souls. Never mind chains. I mean, this dude was about to fight Aaron Donald. Like, I miss Debo, man. I miss that Debo.
Yeah, I do too. It's fun watching him play on another team, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Not like me.
I'm like, I ain't got to deal with all like whatever.
Yeah.
But I love Debo. I 100% love that.
So look, Kyle's picked a couple of good guys, right? But a lot of the guys that he also picked hasn't worked out. I don't know.
Jalen Hurd. And,
you know, I don't know whatever happened between Shanahan and Wes Welker, but I feel like the wide receiving room shifted once Welker left a little bit. I mean, I'm not a big Leonard Hankerson fan, but it is what it is. He's our coach.
KJ Wright. Buy all your stock on KJ Wright. He will be the next defensive coordinator for the 49ers. Hopefully that's several years out.
You scared me. You know what's funny? I haven't heard his name all season until today.
I'm telling you. Stay with like.
I didn't even know he was still with the team, remember? Because they did all the shifting and stuff going on.
Dude, you go out to training camp and it's like, who's that?
Back
years.
He's got that D'Amico fire. You know what I mean?
First one out there setting it up, going over a script. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
KJ Wright's going to be a guy, man.
I wish KJ Wright come in and play motherfucking linebacker at this point.
Did you see the one play? And shout out to Johnny Dale. He's the one that pointed this out. One of the times they tried to sub out D Winners for dime, D Winners refuses to leave the field. They get the timeout. You could see Jody Holland throw his play sheet in the air. He totally just says, F it. Like,
no, you don't say F it. That's my point. No. I'm gonna let you go. I know you gotta go. No, that's my point. That is my point. You do not let a coach does not let a player do or get away with that type of shit. That's the problem. If I tell you to get off the football field because I'm subbing you out, then get your ass off the football field. You cause my team a penalty. There is no room in football. Oh, I didn't see that.
Comment. I was waiting on it.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm young. I'd have fucked him up. I'm keeping it a buck. Real talk. I'd have grabbed him by the face mask and threw his ass in the stadium somewhere. Man. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Bro. That's why I can't coach, because I'd be in jail. I guarantee you that right there. First of all, you don't disrespect your coach. Second of all, you don't disrespect your elders. Third of all, you are a player, and I'm above you, period. I need you, but you need me more. I will fuck your career up. I gotta go. I didn't know that happened. I did not. I promise, John, I didn't know that happened. I'm a little hot. I'm going to bring it down. I got to do my Bleacher Report. I got to bring it all the way down. I didn't know that happened.
Oh, man, I love it.
Do you hear? I promise y'all, I didn't know that happened. I did not know that happened.
D Winners, baby. Whew.
His ass got to go.
Man, yeah, I tell you, I would play Curtis Robinson over him. I would play Nick Martin over him, at least rotate. Like, dude, it's just been straight downhill.
Family, I apologize. I know this is a family show. We early in the day. Do your best.
There's no apologies necessary.
No, because I've been really good for about 3 years. But that is
awesome. That is passion. Unbridled passion is why we love Wayne.
That's intolerable,
bro. Beautiful and authentic.
You should never told me that happened. I have Shane to get that out on a different platform. Sorry, Shane. Sorry, Shane. Shane, I got your text
Shane
message too, Shane. My bad.
Shane don't care.
First of all, I knew he was the guy.
Go watch it on the all 22 wide one and let the play run till the end, and you'll see him just freaking whoop. Yeah, he's like, ah, I'm done. Look at this. Big Toe, does Wayne keep the same energy for CFC? We ain't doing that right now. Thank you, though, Big Toe. You tried to. We got to go. Sadly, this show has to end. We got to get children.
I got
to
go for a walk.
All right. Wayne, I'm going to allow you space to decompress.
Thank
and
you.
Send us out of this show, please.
Really? You want me to send us out?
Why would I step in your way right now? You spitting hot fire.
Yo, Faithful, listen, I'm not sorry for what we saw this past weekend. That was sorry. You know what I'm saying? And for players to do what they did just lets me know that we're in some type of a turmoil, and I'm not feeling that. I'm going to need the veterans on this team, and I'm going to need the Faithful to charge the vets. Say, vet, if you're a vet, come on, man. Help take over this youth. Get them back in line, because we got a bunch of football left that are winnable games. We control our destiny, and the Super Bowl is the only goal. And the only way we're going to get there is if we are a band of brothers. One of my favorite HBO shows of all time. Band of brothers. We get back to that. We get back to winning. We get back to winning. We get back to celebrating. And the only time and the only game that matters is that game where we playing for that Lombardi. Let's do it. Faithful all day. We out. Peace.